Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Boy, there's a lot of pumpkins out there. This time of year, everywhere you go, you see big old orange pumpkins laying all over the place. Now, I'm sure that some of these are going to be made into jack-o'-lanterns, but that only accounts for a small percentage. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I think you're in a position to give us a little guidance on the pumpkins that we want to look for cooking.
And I think you're right. I think there's a lot of very interesting varieties out there that we can choose from. And certainly the large ones, the ones that are things like Charisma and Big Rock and those varieties that are really good for carving, are not good for cooking. They're very fibrous. They have a very thick skin and very low sugar content, believe it or not.
Yeah,
they're actually really just grown for their girth, so to speak.
I guess if you want to bake the seeds, you could do that.
But lots of seeds. There's no doubt. Yeah, your kids can have a lot of fun yanking those out, and then you can dry them out and eat them, which is great. But I think the smaller ones are what we're looking for, and I think there's a lot of cool varieties out there. The one that I think is most popular would be Baby Pam Sugar Pie. It's a great pumpkin. Very nice color, very fine-grained flesh, you know, not very stringy, and very sweet, super high in sugar. And it's got a very dry consistency on the inside, which means that in terms of like in pies, it doesn't get sloppy and watery. So, which is very important if you wanted to do something like that. Which those other big pumpkins are very wet. If you've ever tried to clean them out, you know, it's very moist inside.
How big are they?
I would say they're, you know, about the size of a volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe slightly smaller, depending on what. There is actually a very interesting pumpkin called the Long Pie Pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah. Or sometimes it's called the Nantucket Pie Pumpkin. It's long. It looks like a squash. And, you know, nothing like you would think of as a round pumpkin.
Sure.
Almost like a stretched out football. But to me, it makes the best pie ever.
Really?
It's got the highest sugar content of all the pumpkins, and incredible in my mind, the sort of texture that it has. The small sugar pumpkins are the ones that you see all the time. They're kind of small. They're maybe like large grapefruit size. It's been around for a while. It was introduced in 1887 by the Burpee Seed Company.
Is that right?
And it's been sort of a staple on the table. About 10 inches in diameter and kind of great to use as a vessel too. You know, a lot of people want to serve soup in a pumpkin. It's a great one for that. Sugar Baby, you see them everywhere. Those are great. There's a kubocha, which people call a squash, but it's actually a Japanese pumpkin.
Really?
And it's green fleshed, which is very interesting. But also, again, super high in sugar content. And if you can find it, you should try sautéing it or cooking with it because it's really delicious.
Would I use the same type of pumpkin for pie as I would for, say, a soup?
I think that for pie, you want to look for the ones that have the highest sugar content. For soups and savory dishes, the ones that are a little slightly less would probably be better.
And a lot of cuisines, of course, know nothing about Halloween, but they know a lot about pumpkins.
Sure.
I know in Indian cuisine, pumpkin is a very, very common
ingredient.
Curried
pumpkin and peas is a lovely dish that I've had many times. It's very good. I mean, like I said, there's tons of things you can do with these pumpkins, and I think the basic thing is just sort of making a puree, which is sort of the basis for a lot of the things you want to cook with them. And then really all it is cutting them up, roasting them in the oven, and then blending them in a food processor.
Well, let's come back next week and we'll talk about some of these cooking ideas.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a perfect idea.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.